This is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. It's K-State Podcast, all things Kansas State sports related. Your host, Eddie Greer, here in Manhattan, Kansas, coming to you on the end of the weekend, folks. A week away from Christmas, folks. Here in Manhattan and everywhere in the United States, around the world, here coming at you on this Sunday night, folks. Here on the 18th of December 2022. And this is kind of a special edition, real quick, going over the Big 12 bowl games. Bowl season officially started yesterday. And the Big 12 will kick off their bowl season here on Thursday evening here with the Lockheed Martin Armed Forces Bowl. This thing changes sponsors almost every year, but begins with Baylor. We'll be taking on Air Force, well, of course, because it's the Armed Forces Bowl on this Thursday coming up on ESPN. All these games for the Big 12 this year will be on ESPN, including our game, K-State, Alabama, huge game. And then, of course, wrapping it. I know I'm going way ahead here, but I might as well just finish it off here. So Thursday night, I'm going to book in this. So Thursday night, Baylor takes on Air Force there. Baylor 6-6. On the year, while Air Force comes to this thing at 9-3. Again, this will be a Thursday night kick this Thursday, 6:30 on ESPN. And Baylor is actually a 5-point favorite in this game. Interesting enough there. I have not seen much of Air Force to really comment on. All I know is they're pretty damn good at 9-3 there as well. And of course, well, actually, you know what? I'm going to change up. Here, I'm going to go right in order. So that's the only game this week for the Big 12. And then flipping over to next Tuesday, Oklahoma State will be in action in the Guaranteed Rate Bowl late against Big Ten opponent Wisconsin. A Wisconsin team that's 500, 6-6. Oklahoma State really sputtered down the stretch, 7-5. And you probably could say we started that because we blew them out here in Manhattan, Kansas. Not only blew them out, but of course, you got the double raw egg. You shut them out as well in that game. Again, who would have thought it? Thunk it. K-State would have blew out Oklahoma State. Not me. If you told me that, you'd be a damn fool to know that. So Oklahoma State will be in action next Tuesday there with that. Again, all these games for the Big 12 will be on the mothership on ESPN. So if you want some late night football, you're interested in checking out these other Big 12 teams while we wait to play on New Year's Eve, definitely check that out as well. And our friends over in Lawrence, Kansas, will take on SEC opponent Arkansas in the AutoZone Liberty Bowl. Of course, AutoZone, I'm pretty much familiar with that this year, but that's beside the point. Both these teams, 6-6, that's the Wednesday game on December 28th, that's next Wednesday at 4:30 Central Time on ESPN, 5:30 Eastern Time there, folks. And so this is an interesting ball game here. Kansas, I would not rule it out. I think Kansas could take Arkansas in this ball game here. So Kansas, Arkansas, that's a 4:30 kickoff, a little bit after that as well. And then a nightcap, there is a Tax Act Texas Bowl there with, of course, you got to put in one of the Texas teams in here, right? Texas Tech against SEC opponent Ole Miss. So you have the Big 12 versus SEC on next Wednesday, folks, for this one. Tech, 7-5 on the year, and you're going against a Lane Kiffin Rebels team here that's 8-4, and Ole Miss right now is favored by a field goal in that ball game. Now, this is an intriguing little matchup here. There, of course, you know, Texas Tech's gonna have the home field advantage, but I think really this is even here because Mississippi can travel a little well as well. So SEC Big 12 will be on full display on Wednesday, December 28th, which is next Wednesday, folks. So there's that game there, and then another doubleheader on the following day on December 29th here. Oklahoma, 500. Brent Venables. This got to be obviously your first year, but underwhelming. Let's say at least here. Oklahoma really was inconsistent. We started this as well. Going in there to Oklahoma, stunning them, beating them there, and then from there, they just had some They were inconsistent. Lost to West Virginia on the road in Morgantown there as well. And they're going to have their hands full, I think. I know that somebody said Oklahoma State will beat Florida State. I heard that last week. Heard that on another K-State podcast. Not ours. Heard that on someone else's podcast. Not going to call it out. Not going to call it out. But Florida State, 13th. excuse me, 13th. Florida State looking for their first 10-win season in quite some time. They're in this one, 9-3, and Florida State is favored by a touchdown in this game here. And this is actually a rematch going all the way back in the old school, taking the time machine, throwing it back to the 2000, the national championship there, where Josh Heupel and company, Josh Heupel is now the coach at University of Tennessee, right? Took down the Heisman winner, Chris Winkie, in the Florida State Seminoles in the national championship in the Orange Bowl. Yep, I'm taking it there all the way back. Again, not trying to date myself there, but I just did right there as well. So a rematch of the all the way back in the 2000 national championship game here. But Florida State 9-3, Oklahoma 6-6 here. I think two colleges, organizations that are going, I think, in opposite directions. Florida State trending in the right direction. And then Mike Novell and Brent Venables, 6-6. They could potentially go down to 6-7 on the year here. I know the future, you can say the future is right, but I just don't know. But the jury's still out for me on that move right there. On that one, I think, and I believe I'm not mistaken, Brent Venables was one of the assistant defensive coordinators in that game against Florida State back in 2000. I might be right on that, if my memory states correctly on that. Anyways, continuing this preview of the Big 12 teams here on the Purple Project Podcast, Eddie Greer here, on that same day, next Thursday night, late, Texas. This is going to be a spicy matchup here. Texas, 20th in the country, 8-4, and I don't know Bijan's status for this game, obviously, with all eyes or for him going in the NFL draft. For him, I don't know if he's going to opt out or not. I haven't heard anything yet as I'm sitting here on this Sunday night recording this pod, taking on a 10-2 Washington team from the Pac-12. Washington, 12th in the country. Right now, Texas favored 4.5 there as well in this game. This is a big, it's a hard-hitting matchup right here. Probably, I know that the Bulls don't look as good, but just taking a look at inside some of these matchups, something you don't want to sleep on. I think this is one of them right here. You don't want to sleep on this one. Yes, well, the air raid, Washington 10-2 on the year behind Phoenix. I know I've seen quite a lot of Washington football this year because of my better half, who is also a big Washington fan as well. I might have butchered that last name. So that's a good matchup to end that Pacific day right there. And then, of course, you know what it is. New Year's Eve, you heard me mention this, and we're going to, again, between myself and Alex Aiden, you know what it by now. If you don't know by now, then shame on you. K-State, Alabama, All-State Sugar Bowl, kicking off a monumentous day of college football, 11 a.m. Central Time on ESPN. And right now, Alabama favored by a field goal in this game. Alabama's fifth ranked in the country. Our K-State Wildcats sit at number 9 in opportunity. I mentioned this in a daily last week somewhere, or maybe even the week before that, and I'm going to refresh everybody and say it again. K-State, an opportunity with a huge win over Bama. If we beat Alabama, and if everyone else falls, I know Clemson's ahead of us, and another team potentially could lose. They could potentially finish in the top 8 in the final standings. This is young monumentous here. I know we just won the Big 12, but hey, we can get really greedy here. We beat Alabama. And last year, yes, we smoked LSU in the Texas Bowl last year. And yeah, and everybody, LSU, we didn't have our best players. What, everybody opted out? So what? I don't give a damn. We still beat SEC opponent. And same thing applies here. Alabama, national prominence, for a long time now. The College Football Blue Blood here. We beat this team. Woo! I tell you, it could go a long, long way. I'm telling you. As far as I know right now, there's been a couple more transfers from Alabama who are hitting the transfer portal as I speak right now. And I'm not sure of the statuses of course, the big two, Bryce Young, quarterback for Alabama right now, and Will Anderson, the elite DN on the defensive side there as well. Again, we're going to be deep diving this matchup a whole lot more on the weekly podcast coming up here, leading up to the All-State Sugar Bowl as well. So, but we'll keep an eye on anything, any impact players, because obviously Nick Saban, he didn't sound excited for his matches and whatnot. So, or the fact that he was overlooking K-State and whatnot. Hey, we like that kind of stuff here in Manhattan. You just keep doing that. But anyways, huge game, a game that matters to us on the Purple Project Podcast, K-State, Alabama, 5 versus 9 at 11. And that's kind of a weird time, a weird time right there. Usually the Sugar Bowl is in prime time, so this is kind of a curveball in the time change here, but it's a good way to start off here. You're going to have a lot of eyes on this game, obviously, because of Alabama, but K-State got a lot of eyes with the TCU thriller to win the Big 12 championship game a couple weeks ago there, and they're going to get more eyes. So K-State has been really the dark, really in the Cinderella seats in favor of the voters this year. So the voters really love K-State, and they're going to love them even more. We could knock off highly-powered Alabama on New Year's Eve. And then, of course, TCU, the kickoff, the first college football playoff game, they're playing Michigan, undefeated Michigan there. Max Duggan and company looking to get after Michigan here. I would love to see these guys knock off Michigan here. That's a 3 o'clock game. So right after the All-State Sugar Bowl, you're going to go right to the college football semifinal there. Fiesta Bowl, TCU, Michigan, and, of course, the nightcap, Ohio State, and defending champion Georgia. Georgia looking to go for back-to-back championships there as well. So, woo! I'd love to see TCU knock off Michigan there as well. The Big Ten, outside Ohio State, and this probably goes back to me and Alex's conversation over the summer, all the way back in the summer. I don't know. I just don't know about the Big Ten. It's Michigan, Ohio State, Wisconsin's to throw their name in here, Iowa. But I don't know. They're just iffy conference there. And UCLA, I think, has made the announcement early this week that they're going over to the Big Ten in 2024 as well. So a lot of moving pieces still in this conference realignment stuff. But we still got plenty of football to finish here in 2022, entering the new year in TCU, Michigan. College football playoff semifinal there. But if TCU were to beat Michigan, which I hope that does, TCU will continue that Big 12 trend in the national championship game to play either Ohio State or Georgia there. So a lot of heavy hitting matchups here for the Big 12 in this bowl season here, in the postseason here in 2022. The Purple Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcast. If your first time listening, we appreciate your support all year long on this podcast, whether you listen to it for the first time today or beginning of the month or all the way back start of the fall semester or at some point in 2022, we appreciate your support of this other K-State podcast that I like to call it here on the show, because some people are still overlooking this podcast for whatever reason. But hey, it's here, and we're the only K-State podcast to post almost daily content every single day, including the weekends, Saturday and Sunday as well. So definitely tell your friends you like what you hear, you love, you enjoy. Stay up to date with K-State sports. Tell your friends about it and just keep it growing, because the numbers are showing every single day. We are consistently putting down downloads every day, and that's because of you guys. So we appreciate it. K-State Nation, where you listen here in Manhattan, Junction City, Kansas City, wherever you listen to it, we appreciate it as well. That's going to wrap things up on this PBBD special here. Big 12 kicks off their bowl season this Thursday with the Lockheed Martin Armed Forces Bowl. Baylor Air Force, in another reminder, if you already didn't need one, K-State, Alabama, New Year's Eve on ESPN, the All-State Sugar Bowl.